I'm Jason Zakariev with WRPR News.
That doesn't surprise me.
Really?
No.
Why doesn't it surprise you?
Look at the food they serve us.
Junior student Shannon Blair wasn't surprised when informed that a 2005 study conducted by Men's Health magazine and the Princeton Review earned Ramapo College a silver medal for being the second fattest small college in the country. Neither was senior Vahid Rahimi.
I can't believe they actually did a study on it, but, you know, like, I'm not surprised. I mean, like, everyone, like, I don't see many people at the gym. It's never crowded. And, you know, I just see a lot of people eating a lot of burgers and stuff.
If I really put forth effort, I could go to the gym.
Upon first glance, there's a real positive at the Sharp Fitness Center, with plenty of cardio machines and weights that can give anyone a workout.
The location of the gym is freaking awesome. I mean, it's not too far from anywhere on campus, and it's great.
Next, it was on to the most popular place to eat at Ramapo, the Atrium, a pay-as-you-go dining facility. In addition to having a wide selection, the Atrium has plenty of prepackaged foods on the go for the student who has no time. How healthy is that food, though?
And you know what, honestly, the food options at school stink, too. It's a lot of greasy food, and it's not really anything healthy.
Looking over the menus, Buffalo Ranch fries and bacon cheeseburgers come to mind. Hardly a healthy choice for any active student. The two best bets are the Sub Connection and the Make-It-Yourself Salad Bar, but both are only open until 7 p.m. at night. However, the burgers and pizza are available till 9. To find out why the high-calorie foods are available later, we spoke with Atrium Supervisor Jose Sepulveda.
I guess because of our employees, we don't have anybody available to work late night.
However, the outlook for the future is hopeful, and Jose gave us a few of the ways that Ramapo tries to keep health in mind now.
Basically, we have the displays. For example, on the salad bar, we have a display book like type of calories, sodium, and all the stuff that the customer or the student will know what kind of type of food they're really eating.
With help from management and the college, Ramapo students could go down a pant size or two and maybe get off that fattest colleges list sooner than you think. If Supervisor Jose Sepulveda had it his way, he'd strive to make a few changes.
Or let's say food with less fat.
For now, we hope all the new students keep that freshman 15 at bay. This is Jason Zakariev, WRPR News.